Chazak Baruch, good evening, Rabotai. Tomorrow night is the night of the 7th of Man Cheshvan, which means in Eretz Yisrael, beginning from tomorrow night, Be'arvit, they're starting Berech Aleinu, which is, although the rainy season already starts from Shemini Atzeret, that's when we start saying Mashiv Ruach, but we start saying Berech Aleinu and V'tein Tanu Matali Berech a little bit later, in Eretz Yisrael, from the 7th of Man Cheshvan, and in Chutz La'aretz, much later than that, 60 days from Tekufat Tishri, which comes out on our calendar, on the Gregorian calendar, as either December 4th or 5th, depending on whether or not it is a legal leap year or not. Now, the reason why don't we start Berech Aleinu right away, as, you know, Motzei Yom Tov, as soon as we start saying, just like we started saying on Shemini Atzeret, or in Eretz Yisrael Simchat Torah is the same day, Mashiv Ruach, why don't we start saying Berech Aleinu right away? So the Mishnah in Masechet Ta'anit Daf Yod explains that over there, the Chachamim were concerned, people's tefillot are very powerful. As soon as, now when we say Mashiv Ruach Manid HaGeshem, it's a praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a request for rain, we're just saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so mighty in that He makes the wind blow and the rain come down. Whereas in Berech Aleinu, where we say V'ten Tal U'matal Ibracha, that's not just mentioning, that's not just mazkirin Gvurot Geshamim, that's a request. The Chachamim were concerned that as soon as Am Yisrael's tefillot are so powerful, that as soon as they request the rain, Hashem would acquiesce and bring down the rain. The problem is that there's so many Olei Regalim that still have to go home from Yerushalayim to the other cities where they came from throughout Eretz Yisrael. They said, how long does it take from Motzei Yom Tov for people to get home? The furthest place that they used to come from was Nehar Pirat, very far south in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chachamim said, you know what, it takes about 2 weeks from when Yom Tov ends for the last person to get home. The Chachamim said, you know what, let's push off asking for rain because we don't want any travelers to get stuck in the rain. So, you know what, chaval that I did the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Chas v'shalom. A person should never think chaval that he did a mitzvah. And therefore, Chazan said, push off requesting for rain another 2 weeks until Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. Says the Gemara, this is all in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is always in desperate need for rain. It lives on rain. But in other places in the world, besides for Eretz Yisrael, where rain is maybe not as crucial, Chutz La'aretz, like us, the Gemara says, Bavel was in the valley. It always had irrigation. Didn't rely on rainwater so much. Over there, the Chachamim said, you don't start on the 7th of Mar Cheshvan. You can start later, 60 days from the Tkufa, which is December 4th or 5th, as we said before. Now, we'll speak about, for us, we have until December 4th to say the halachot, what happens if you missed, whatever. Tomorrow we'll speak about another very interesting thing. Now, flights are cheap. A lot of people travel back and forth, especially during this Tkufa. Those Americans who are traveling to Eretz Yisrael or vice versa, what do you do with Berech Aleinu now? What happens when you're there? What happens when you come back? It becomes a big balagan in the post game. Bezat Hashem, we'll discuss that in coming days.